entertainment. Here's my message to the killers. If you're looking for some form of perverted attention and publicity, I can't help you. But if you just want to kill a lot of people one by one, I'm your guy. Here's how you can maximize the time it will take the police to apprehend you. Make sure your victims are not all the same types. Kill a variety of people. Tall, short, rich, poor, male, female, young, old. But don't kill them in any particular order. Do two old men in a row, then do a young woman, then a teenage boy. Mix blondes and brunettes, and long hair and short. Don't bother with prostitutes. Vary the locations where you grab your victims and vary the times of day. Try to do your work in heavily populated areas, where there are more murders to begin with. If at all possible, travel around the country and kill each victim in a different state. Never kill two people in the same city within a year. And don't travel in a straight line. Randomness is your greatest ally. Kill each of your victims in a completely different manner. Do some really weird ones. Then do some ordinary ones. Sexual, non-sexual, ritual, non-ritual. Don't specialize. Patterns are your enemy. Dispose of the bodies as far from the murder sites as possible. Always at least 100 miles. Bury some, burn some, and dissolve others in lime and acid. If you encounter any chance witnesses to any part of the killings or the disposals, they should be killed and disposed of with a minimum of fuss, and be sure to dispose of them separately. When driving to the murder, or especially the disposal sites, be careful not to break the law or have an accident. Use cash for everything. Don't stay in motels. Drive a late-model, van-type vehicle you can sleep in, and don't park it where the police might be expected to patrol. Have a large food supply and eat in the vehicle. If possible, change vehicles after every murder. Don't write notes to the police or taunt them in any way. It's dumb. Don't save newspaper clippings. Don't even read the newspaper accounts. Don't keep souvenirs from any of the victims. And start watching the CSI shows on CBS and the Law and Order shows on NBC. Every now and then, you'll pick up some piece of information that will help you avoid mistakes. Be smart and stay alive. Some of us are counting on you. The Wall Street Journal reminds you that your job as a businessman is to fuck the other guy before he fucks you. Sometimes you have to do such a complete job of fucking the other guy that he stays fucked for a long time, even to the point of going out of business and losing everything he owns. Quite often, the difference between getting fucked and being the one who does the fucking can be one small piece of business information, such as they're not making steam locomotives anymore, or the Zeppelin travel market has begun to decline. These two important business facts appeared recently in the Wall Street Journal. If you're a reptilian lowlife on your way up, stop getting fucked and start doing the fucking. Read the Wall Street Journal. In an earlier book, Brain Droppings, I wrote some things about politically correct language, but I left out a few areas. I neglected three important groups of people who have had this awkward, dishonest language inflicted on them by liberals. I omitted those who are crippled, ugly, or stupid. And so, to address these earlier omissions, I'd like to make a brief return visit to that playground of guilty white liberals, political correctness. Political correctness is America's newest form of intolerance. And it's especially pernicious because it comes disguised as tolerance. It presents itself as fairness, yet attempts to restrict and control people's language with strict codes and rigid rules. I'm not sure that's the way to fight discrimination. I'm not sure silencing people or forcing them to alter their speech is the best method for solving problems that go much deeper than speech. Therefore, those among you who are more politically sensitive than the rest of us may wish to take a moment here to tighten up those sphincter muscles, because I'm going to inject a little realism into the dream world of politically correct speech, especially the words we use to describe one another. Perhaps you've noticed that when the politically correct liberal rulemakers decide to rename a group of humans they view as victims, they begin by imparting a sense of shame to the group's existing name. And so somewhere over the years, the word cripple has been discarded. No one mentions cripples anymore.